This is Press Play on 89.9 KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. The commute from Agoura Hills to Los Angeles just got longer for humans. Southbound 101 in Agoura Hills will be shut down Monday through Friday from 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. beginning tonight. The closure is expected to last for weeks as Caltrans continues building what's described as the world's largest wildlife bridge. The annoyance for drivers will make life easier for animals. The crossing will provide safe passage from the Santa Monica Mountains to the Santa Susana mountain range for species that need to roam for food and for breeding. Joining us now is Beth Pratt Bergstrom, California Director for the National Wildlife Federation. Hello.
Hi, Madeline. Thanks for having me on.
Great to have you. Okay, well, this is an exciting moment for the animals. It's been years in the making. And describe why this was necessary.
Yeah, it is an exciting, some of us have, I've been working on this project for 13 years, others for longer, and construction broke ground 2 years ago on Earth Day, but this is a pretty big milestone. It's you're going to start seeing the first horizontal structures, so it'll look like the bridge it will become. But this is so necessary, and we appreciate, I think one news outlet dubbed it Crittergeddon. We're calling it closure for cougars.
Aww.
Yeah, it's for a good cause. If we do not build this wildlife crossing, it is almost certain that mountain lions will not have a future in the Santa Monica Mountains. But it's also biologically important for all wildlife there. The Santa Monica Mountains is one of 36 biodiversity hotspots in the world. And wildlife is challenged with especially that 101 freeway just being such a significant barrier.
Right. And cougars have died crossing and other animals as well. The most famous cougar, P22, somehow made it across. I think not only the 101, but also the 405. How did he do that?
It's astounding. Most male mountain lions in the Santa Monica Mountains, as the National Park Service long-term study has shown, don't make it past the age of two, right? So many urban challenges. A lot of them do get hit on the roads. We've had a few hit near the wildlife crossing site. But P22, our beloved P22, who we still miss, was one of the few cougars to make it, males to make it out. But he was the only one we know of that crossed both the 101 and the 405. And as somebody who has retraced his route on foot, God, almost two dozen times now, I don't know how I make it alive. Never mind him. Yeah.
Did you really try to cross those freeways?
I haven't. No, I have not tried to cross the freeways afoot. I do go over the bridge, but even that is pretty hairy for a human. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the wildlife crossing, humans won't be allowed on it, right?
No, this will actually be just for wildlife. It's going to be a native habitat on top. It's pretty astounding. This just isn't a bridge to, for animals to walk across. You'll have, foxes maybe raising a family on it, western fence lizards. Although the mountain lions get the most press because everybody loves cats, this is being designed from everything from monarch butterflies to mountain lions. It really is a whole scale solution to reconnecting that Santa Monica Mountains ecosystem to the rest of the world.
It's so beautiful. And so, as you say, it took many, many years to come to fruition. And I guess most of it's funded privately. Is that right?
It's about a 50-50 split. The public money that was used is not taking away from bridge repair or hospitals. It is money that has to be spent on the environment for the most part, like, bond measures and stuff. So and then the other half is, yes, private funding really stepped up here. Of course, most notably, Wallace Annenberg and the Annenberg Foundation donated $26 million. But we had 6,000 donors from all over the world, including Leonardo DiCaprio, Barbara Streisand, the John Logan Foundation. I could go down the list. Everybody came together to make this a reality. And boy, is it now. It's pretty cool to see this being built.
Yeah. Well, part of the reason it's not just to save the existing animals' lives, but to hopefully have some more breeding, right? Because P22, yes, is an example. He was a lonely bachelor when he crossed those freeways.
Exactly.
After he crossed he didn't have anyone to hang out with.
No girlfriend. I think, he got to Griffith Park and was like, okay, no other mountain lions here, males to challenge me. There's plenty of food. Okay, bachelorhood ain't so bad because I ain't going over those freeways again. But yeah, the the mountain lions being killed and wildlife being killed by the road is obviously a serious thing we want to solve, but we actually don't get as much roadkill as you'd think there, because the freeway is such a barrier. The animals get to it and they are like, I'm turning around. And what that causes is an actually more pervasive problem, which is genetic isolation. And the mountain lions south of the 101 are inbreeding themselves all out of existence. They can't get dates outside their family. So they're breeding with their daughters and granddaughters and great granddaughters. So much so, inbreeding causes all sorts of problems. They're starting to show birth defects, as the National Park Service research shows. And at some point, the alarm bells, they will be sterile from the inbreeding. P22 is the most extreme example of this. Not only, was he not able to get dates outside of his family, he couldn't get any dates. He was cut off from any of his kind. So this is solving, a more pervasive problem, which is the genetic isolation.
Okay, so hopefully that will be solved. When will this crossing be finished?
Yeah, originally we were projecting the end of 2025, but these two wet springs record, as you know, really did push it a little bit. So we're now looking into 2026. But in 2026, join us for that, ribbon cutting when the animal highway will be open. And I just love that both people and wildlife will be able to commute at the same times. We do a lot of restoration projects in conservation, but never one on top of one of the busiest freeways in the world. So that's a pretty hopeful project for me.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on. And hopefully we'll talk to you when that happens. Beth Pratt Bergstrom, California Director for the National Wildlife Federation. Have a great day.
Thank you. Yep.
Stay here because we'll have a new music playlist for you. Our DJ Wildflower will be here next on Press Play.